Australia's recycling industry is pressing the Morrison government to deliver on its election promises for the sector as a national waste disposal crisis only deepens. The latest blow was Malaysia's announcement this week that it will send poor quality waste from Australia back to Australia. The coalition promised to tackle the problem by creating an investment fund to help businesses build new recycling facilities, an idea welcomed by the industry, but not the whole answer, it cautions. David Sparks reports.
The returned coalition government is putting $100 million into what's called an Australian Recycling Investment Fund. It'll provide loans so recycling businesses can expand, and some are already lining up. Andrew Smith is head of sustainability at global packaging company Pact Group, which recycles 30,000 tonnes of plastic a year and has ambitions to do more.
With the federal government offering support for industry of this magnitude is going to be a good thing, and yes, definitely we will be applying where appropriate.
And there's similar enthusiasm from Stephen Shearer from Recycling Plastics Australia.
Oh, sure. There's multiple projects that we're looking at that could tap into that fund.
There's little detail so far about how the investment fund will work or when it'll be up and running. But a spokesman for the new Environment Minister insists the government will honour all of its recycling promises. Gail Sloan is Chief Executive Officer of the Waste Management and Resource Recovery Association of Australia. She wants more information about how the scheme will differ from those already offered by the Clean Energy Finance Corporation.
We're always looking for additional funding. The devil's going to be in the detail. If it's under the current terms of the existing CFC, we can actually apply now as long as we can demonstrate reduction in carbon emissions.
The proposed fund has broad support in the industry, but there's concern it only tackles one half of Australia's recycling conundrum. Those who know the industry best say it's no use producing more recycled products in Australia, while the domestic market is nowhere near developed enough to sell them all.
A project can't be built on the basis that someone hands you cash alone, because you've actually got to sustain it and operate it and have somewhere to take the product.
So can the government boost demand for recycled products? Australian Council of Recycling Chief Executive Peter Schmigel says his members are also keen to build new facilities, but he also thinks the use of recycled material needs to be mandatory for government departments and other organisations.
When we look overseas, the experience with what you might call mandated buying recycle or compulsory targets has actually been very successful. The classic area for us would be roads, the biggest asset in the country. If we saw more roads using recycled content like glass and like plastic instead of sand and instead of oil, we could easily soak up a lot of the pressure on the system and reduce the stockpiles that we have here and there.
Another industry insider backing that idea is Rob Pascoe from Closed Loop, a company that collects and recycles various types of waste, mainly takeaway coffee cups.
I think everybody should be mandated. I think that organisations themselves, whether the organisation be a shopping centre, a hospital, a school, a university, an airline, whoever's creating waste should have the obligation to take that back.
One of the coalition's election promises was to continue working with state, territory and local governments to get more recycled content into the construction of roads. But it didn't make any promises about mandating that practice or other purchases of recycled material.
David Sparks with that report.